USA Radio News.
At least 5 people were killed and 49 injured by a magnitude 6.1 earthquake in southern Iran. Media reports confirm that the area was also hit after by 2 strong earthquakes of a magnitude 6.3. An emergency service spokesperson had stated that half of the 49 people injured have already been discharged from the hospital. The Department of Homeland Security will be on hand at the World Cup to help make sure the soccer tournament is safe and secure. Robert Silvers, the Undersecretary for Strategy, Police, and Plans at DHS.
Without predicting, it is our responsibility to prepare and plan for different possibilities, and that is what we have done.
This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Airlines are scrambling to keep up with demand this July 4th holiday as they struggle with a pilot shortage, weather conditions, and air traffic control delays. As of this weekend, nearly 650 flights in the United States have been canceled and more than 5,200 flights into or out of the country have been delayed. FlightAware data showed that the 3 airports in the United States most affected by the cancellations and delays were Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and Kentucky Airport and New York Liberty International Airport in New York City. 2 people are among 21 people killed after Russian missiles struck an apartment building and 2 holiday camps near Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. The hunt for those who still are missing will continue. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Tesla's numbers are falling.
Tesla's second quarter numbers are falling below analysts' expectations. The electric car maker reported delivering just over 254,000 vehicles in the period ending June 30th. Analysts had expected Tesla to deliver a little more than 256,000. Tesla's second quarter was hamstrung by ongoing supply chain issues, chip shortages, and COVID restrictions, including having to shut down its Shanghai factory for weeks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The family of a former Vancouver police officer who died by suicide after being blackmailed into an inappropriate intimate relationship with her superiors filed a lawsuit against the city and its police department. In addition to being coerced into having an intimate relationship with her superior, the lawsuit also claims Nicole Chan was being threatened by the same superior with text messages of her previous relationship with another officer who was married at the time. Chan originally came forward to file a complaint with the Vancouver Police Board against her sergeant and another complaint against her employer. 3 weeks after providing an impact statement as a part of the investigation, Chan was found dead. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.